A one-time pastor from a church in Towanda felt called to a new mission a decade ago. He left the flickering lights of liturgical candles for the bright glimmer of Hollywood. Now, Kevin Mounts is returning to Central Illinois for his first attempt at making a feature-length film. GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds reports that Mounts is launching the production on A Wing and a Prayer.
And cut. Excellent. Good job, guys. One thing...
As a pastor, Kevin Mount says he loved to write sermons. That eventually led to more writing, a movie in fact. But he was no Ari Gold from Entourage, and his pitches from Central Illinois went unanswered. So even as his small kids were halfway through the school year, Pastor Mounts simply became Kevin. He packed up and moved to L.A., formed a production company called No Man's Land, and found like-minded people who wanted to make movies. For now, production amounts to short videos featuring a character called Robert Mann, offering manly advice.
He's the man.
Robert Mann here with your Man's Man tip of the week. Today, I will be answering a letter from a fan who refers to himself as Sincerely Stefan.
To pay the bills, Kevin clocks in as a human resources manager at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. No Man's Land is where he goes nights and weekends. With failed attempts at landing financial backing and trying to create his movie The Hollywood Way, a year ago, Kevin took another path, inspired by a book from independent filmmaker and actor Ed Burns, and another called Naked Filmmaking.
So I had a script called Little Vagabond that I had written when I was back here to be filmed for here. And I thought, well, why don't I just do that? You know, I'm not getting any traction out there. So I mentioned that to my mom, my mom's super supportive. And she said, well, if you want to do that, then I'll get you the equipment.
For the past year, Kevin taught himself filmmaking 101. He's using an iPhone 6S with add-ons, lights, and sound. And he's perfecting editing techniques he began learning for No Man's Land.
There's going to be countless mistakes on this film, countless. If perfection is the standard, like, then I would never do anything. I'm going to learn as I go. I don't have $100,000 to spend on film school.
The Little Vagabond, the name of his movie, is based on a William Blake poem in which a child laments the church would be more fun and more people would go if it was more like a bar. The movie blurb is, small town pastor finds more Christ-like behavior in a bar than in his own congregation, and starts a church there. Kevin says it's an idea investors couldn't get behind.
You either had people that really wanted to take it sort of the Christian sense and have like more of a fireproof or those type of movies, or they wanted to make it more secular. And I wanted to have something that sort of straddles the line between the two, because I think that's where a lot of people are at. People are looking, they're searching for something, but they don't have all the answers.
It's a one-in-a-lifetime experience. It's just been amazing.
That's 14-year-old Austin Feeman, who acted in one play before he was cast as Nick, the son of a pastor who's fired when he takes a job in a bar to pay off a debt. Austin, like many others involved in the film, is volunteering his time. He says he's learning a lot about the business of making movies, including how all-consuming it is.
For a while, I had track. That it was kind of hard to get both those things in, but we got it to work.
With her son cast on a production that had no budget and a lot of missing pieces, State Farm business architect Jennifer Feeman tapped into her event planning and project management background. She has become a self-appointed volunteer production manager.
It turned into doing some casting and doing some scouting on locations, and now I'm on the site helping Kevin with whatever he needs as he's making the magic happen.
Ready? Rolling. What'd she say?
I said quiet.
Okay. Okay.
Quiet,
Kevin. Shut up and shoot the film, man.
It's a very collegial shoot. Kevin's the type of director who gives actors freedom to make choices.
Cut. Good.
C plus.
You want another one?
Yeah, I do.
Cut.
Jennifer says she typically worries a lot, but everything came naturally to her. And to the production. divine intervention?
I think there's definitely a force of nature. I don't know if it's God's hand or not, but I don't know how else we would have all got this together. It really has not been that long since we started doing this, and it's been amazing about how much we've been able to pull together in such a short amount of time.
There certainly has been a lot of, oh, call it serendipity.
Even when I was getting a massage the other day, I was telling my massage therapist about what I was doing, and I kid you not, a couple hours later, I had a text from someone that was interested, and she filled a major role that we were worried about not being able to fill. I mean, it just has all been falling into place.
Helping make it all fall into place is State Farm employee Michelle Anderson, who turned her home over for 2 complete days to let Kevin and the crew shoot.
For me, the only way I got involved was my hairdresser, of all people. Her daughter, I believe, has a part in it, and she happened to mention that, hey, they're looking for a farmhouse, you know, you have any interest? And it's like, you know, I really would have interest. And that stemmed into, they needed another smaller house to do some other takes. I hollered at my neighbor across the highway, and she's like, oh yeah, we're all over that. So
Michelle believes it's more than just chance that has brought all these people together. She writes fiction in her spare time, so she enjoyed watching the rare synergy of this particular creative process. Michelle found herself dragging chairs out of closets and considering accessories to make her home feel as authentic to the look Kevin envisioned.
It was funny, I'd never met Kevin before, so I don't know what kept driving me to want to make it as good as it could be for what he was filming, but there was just, that drive was there. And so it was just, and I felt that from everybody else too.
Actors took vacation time from their day jobs and spent their own time hunting down appropriate wardrobe for various scenes. Local businesses donated food during long days. Port Jesse Cafe hosted an after-hours shoot, and Six Strings will double as a bar called The Neon in the movie. General Manager Brian Dixon was immediately all about it, and he's not surprised by the community response.
I think it's really kind of a testament to the spirit of the people of the Heartland that they are always come together for something like this for little to no remuneration. You know, that they don't need money. They just kind of want to help out, and they want to be involved, and they want to have a cool community-based thing.
Brian's only acting experience was in a Home Depot training video, but he also plays a role in the movie.
It doesn't really scare me so much, because I think once we, you know, get in there, get on location, you get the spirit of the thing, I think it will become a lot more natural. And plus, I'm not straying too far out of my element. I bartend for a living, and I'm the bartender in the movie, so it's pretty natural.
Your father and I were talking about me coming to see you on Sunday. It's been a while, you know.
You don't want to do that.
Well, of course we do. We were just waiting for the right time.
Dad got fired yesterday. Well, he did.
Is that true, Joseph Lee?
It's time to move on.
Move on to what? Bartending at the Neon?
Maybe. There's good people down there.
Like the drunk that fell on Nikki?
That was an accident.
It doesn't matter. He shouldn't have been there.
But I like it at the Neon.
Of course you do, sweetheart.
And they like me there too. It's different.
Someone who only had a few lines in the dinner scene could be the next Dakota Fanning. At only 10 years old, Aubrey Blake plays Madison, the one who blurts out in the scene that her dad was fired as pastor. Aubrey has never acted before, but seems like a natural.
You have to act like you're in real life, and you can't put too much pressure on yourself while you're, like, act a little weird.
The kids and everyone involved have bonded. They celebrated double birthdays for Kevin and Austin and held a wrap dinner for the principal actors. Kevin will return in October, the next vacation from his HR job, to shoot more scenes. Jennifer thinks no matter what, the unique bond has created a second family.
We've even talked about doing, you know, additional projects together as a group, and I think it's fun.
Jennifer considers herself spiritual, not religious, but she thinks the message drew her to the movie, and it will do the same for others.
It's about just doing the right thing as a person and being a nice, kind person in the world. And you're going to find that in a bar. You're going to find that on the street. You're going to find that in a church. I think being in the middle is a good place to be. You don't always have to be on one side or the other.
It does sound as if everything magically fell into place. Shooting was easier than Kevin expected, except on the first day.
First day that we were out here, it was raining. I had all my equipment out, and here my mom is out in the rain holding an umbrella over my equipment with no jacket on, no nothing. Her hands are shaking. She's shivering. It's so cold out there.
Has he prayed for movie-making success? Kevin says, you bet. Does he think his prayers are being answered?
That's a really good question. I hope he's happy with this. I hope he's happy with it.
Kevin's confidence grew daily, so much so he's not worrying about what happens when he wraps the movie. He hopes that by talking about something different, a distributor will take interest. If not, he shrugs and says, there's always YouTube. For now, his holy grail is finding a way to finish The Little Vagabond.
And cut. And I cut too soon. Sorry.
I'm Colleen Reynolds.